There is something I want to bring to attention, in which the question at hand is, have you been baptized? Well, let's talk about it. I'm pretty sure most of us have been baptized out here before. But before that time, I'm pretty sure we were just average Joes walking around the life in which we weren't faithful Christians. Most likely walking around in our sin, or so to say, our old self. When we are baptized, we have made a decision to stop sinning, repentance. This separating ourselves from sin, because sin is what separates us from God, as in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. So without our iniquities, removing our old self will allow our God to hear us. So we will have to put away our old self that we used to be. As stated in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. In layman terms, putting away the sinful or the old self that we used to be, we are also to be buried with Christ. In baptism, in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death, in which the Greek word for baptism is baptizo, to be overwhelmed. As when we go into the water, we're overwhelmed with the power of Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him through the dead. Now, once we've been raised out of the water, we're then raised with Christ, ready to walk in a new life, our new self. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in a newness of life. Just like me taking off my coat, which was dusty, full of dirt, and shaking it clean of whatever residue, whatever resided within it, making it as clean as a new jacket. Just as we shake off that dirt from our coat to make it brand new, we must also be of a brand new person. Just like the life of a man named Paul, who used to be a sinner, his old self, Saul. For those who don't know who Saul is, he was a martyr in his beliefs to persecute Christians by killing them, slandering their names, and using all within his power to stop Christians from having their religious freedom. He himself realized that sin was ugly, a disgusting thing, like a playground bully. That he acted out of a Christian-like character, as in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. But not now. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of the mouth. Being the bully he was when he was Saul, he realized that he was doing all sorts of wrong, as read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may obtain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to be apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, that all within itself was a mouthful. Something that could hit you heavy if you allowed yourself to hear. But if we go back to verse 8, I'll reread it for you. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Now, he is calling the things that he used to do rubbish. Now, rubbish is a synonym for trash. Trash is a synonym or related to the word dung. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows what that means. But all those words, if you found any of those things from those words lying in the middle of the road somewhere, you would find it worthless. And so he is calling the actions that he used to call righteous is now worthless because he now sees the light. And not only did he see the light, he saw that he, instead of becoming a Christian and then just living a complacent, happy life, he's practically saying to himself, I must move forward. I must continuously grow stronger every day as a Christian, making the Lord's army strong, growing stronger each and every day to reach the heavens. Now, I myself am impressed with Saul's self-awareness that he was doing wrong in the eye of the Lord. Once Saul realized that he could become a Christian, he turned over a new leaf and even thanked the God that he once fought against. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 15, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. Not I attained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. With faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptances, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now when Saul turned over his new leaf, he was given a present. He was given a new name, his new self, a new name, Paul. Now, I brought this lesson to you about baptism and about someone who was the public enemy to Christianity. Now, again, I ask you the question at hand. Have you been baptized? Well, here's a few steps before you can choose whether or not you can be baptized. First, you have to hear Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Believe John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31. Repent Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Confess of your sins. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And be baptized. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And finally, to live faithfully. Revelations chapter 2, verse 10. Now, you can choose to dust off the coat you're wearing. So if you choose to change the person you once were, you have that chance. You have that right. You have the right to redemption. You will be forgiven, and you will choose to be strong. All it takes is for you to stand and come to the front as together we sing.